The Las Cruces Utilities Board is considering a natural gas rate increase after unanimously accepting a recommendation from the Utility Customer Advisory Group for review. Rate and Economic Analysis Manager Dominique Rodriguez reviewed how the increase will impact natural gas customers.
The UKEG is recommending to the Utilities Board an alternative phased-in approach over all customer classes where year one would increase by 20%. This would mitigate the cost of service increase while businesses recover, where year two and year three would have a 40% implementation.
Many members of the public voiced concern over the proposed increase. Of the public responses received by the Utility Customer Advisory Group, 21 requested no increase, while 10 requested a full phased-in option. Members of the public also expressed issue with expanding natural gas lines to the Talavera subdivision. While Talavera residents themselves will be ultimately responsible for cost insulation within the subdivision, Las Cruces Utilities is also planning the installation of a high-pressure line to help with capacity and pressure needs for the entire city. The proposed Talavera expansion is something Richard Griffin, who spoke on behalf of the New Mexico Propane Gas Association, is against.
It allows a utility to expand into an area where it has no standalone economic justification for doing so. And really is what that means is that if the houses are too far apart, it just costs too much to run the gas line. And it doesn't make sense to do that.
Historically, the Las Cruces City Council has advocated for a transition away from natural gas, passing a climate action plan in October of 2020 and a resolution in April of 2021 calling for an energy transition plan. Las Cruces Utilities Director Delilah Walsh says that while staff is working to budget for the energy transition plan, the current system still needs to be maintained and staffing shortages need to be addressed.
Essentially, the rate review is covering the current demand to maintain the system as it exists today. So no matter what, we have to deliver a safe, reliable system. Our energy transition plan, and I want to remind the commissioners, that's something that you tasked us to do. We don't have it budgeted this year. We're trying to fit it into the budget at either mid-year or for our next budget. But that's going to take a couple of years. We're working with our sustainability officer to identify consultants. That's not going to happen tomorrow. The transition plan is a 30-year timeline.
While Commissioner Ioana Bencomo, who also sits on the Las Cruces City Council, voted to receive the recommendation for review, she says she does not support the final recommendation from the Utility Customer Advisory Group.
I think where I feel tension with that is that I accept the work that the UCAG did. They did a lot of incredible work in ensuring they reached out to as many customers as possible. Where I have some tension with that is their final recommendation. Where I don't agree with that or accept the final recommendations.
Both Bencomo and Commissioner Gil Sorg, who represents District 5 on the City Council in addition to his duties on the Utility Board, advocated for an additional work session to review the proposed rate increase. Sorg says the board needs to thoroughly review each individual improvement.
I would like to see us go line by line through all of the capital improvement projects and show us where they are and why they're needed or not needed.
The board is expected to meet for a work session in October to review the recommendations. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.